This meeting is now being recorded.
Good day, everyone. This is Brenda speaking for the record, and welcome to your RDS Who Is To leadership call. It's February 14th, 2018. The call is beginning at 1635 UTC. And in attendance, we have Susan, Catherine, Allen, and Alice, Lisa, Jean-Baptiste, and myself, Brenda. And the call is being recorded, so please state your name for the recording and transcript, and I'll turn the call over to you all. Thank you.
Okay. I think Jean-Baptiste normally leads it, so if he can, that will be fine.
Thank you, Alan. So on today's agenda, we have a discussion on terms of reference and work plan, subgroups update based on the action items from the last plenary call. Quickly some words about the fact sheet and the outreach plan, and then just confirm decisions, reach, and action items. Is there anything under A or B that you would like me to add?
I don't believe so, but we do have a comment from Lisa saying your voice is breaking up, and I'm having a hard time understanding you.
Okay. Just one second. I'm afraid it's the connection here. Is it any better now?
That is better.
Okay. Perfect. So I was just asking whether you have something under AOB.
I do not have anything on AOB.
Yeah,
you're starting to crack up again, however, even now.
Okay. I really think it's the connection in the room. Let me try to go closer to the window. Maybe it will be easier. Is it getting better now?
No, I'm afraid not.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Can we try dialing back to you?
Yeah.
Or perhaps dialing out to each, both you and Lisa and Alice separately.
If it's
the speakerphone.
This is Alice. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, you're fine.
My line's better? Okay, let me go grab some of these. Sorry. Sorry about that. He's on his way.
Amazing. We make the internet work, but telephones still have a problem.
Can you hear me okay now?
Yes. You're not crackly anymore. You're not perfectly clear, but I think it's probably a lot better.
Perfect. Sorry about that. So on the terms of reference and work plan, so just after the plenary call, you may have seen that Alice your terms of reference and work plan to the board. So that was last Friday and then February. And I believe there was no update from that on. So that's mainly it's a short update. For the subgroups update, so I have not seen any further communication on the subgroup side apart from the email that you sent yesterday to your subgroup, Alan. But what I've listed here on the slide are the different action items that were identified on the last plenary call and which are still open, I believe. And I've also added this to the draft agenda for the next plenary meeting so that you can follow up on that. Do you have any questions?
What I would like is if you could reach out one by one to the team members who have not confirmed or who do not normally show up anyway and find out if they're going to be on the call. We really need to get people to participate. Is Erica still hiking? Or is she back home at this point?
That's a good question, Alan. I recall she mentioned that she was hiking for 2 weeks, but I don't know if she was in the second week or not.
Yeah, I don't remember when that was exactly.
I believe that next week it should be over, because it was she mentioned that on last week's plenary call. So
okay, I'm going to send out a note to the review team. In general, please attend, mm-hmm. Or send alternate. But if you and or you know either Brenda or you and your staff can reach out and try to make sure that we will have good attendance. Where we barely make quorum in these meetings, we're just not going to make enough progress.
Yeah. Okay, so we have Margaret.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
Jean-Baptiste, just quickly. Sorry, this is Catherine. I was just wondering whether you had heard from Volker on this issue of whether he's the conflict. On Mondays.
Yes, Catherine, we did, and there is still a conflict for him.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Yes, Lisa?
Thanks, Lisa here. I just wanted to pass along, because some of you are not on all of the subgroup lists, but I'm not seeing any traffic really on the subgroup list over the past week, I would say. There was a little flurry of traffic right before Friday's plenary, but then nothing since, which to me suggests that work may not be progressing in subgroup mode yet, and I just wanted to share that.
I think what we're seeing on the plenaries is indicative of what we're seeing on the subgroups, that with very few exceptions, people are not taking this as serious with a deadline that's coming up very quickly. At least that's the way I'm reading it. If anyone has any ideas on how to fix it, I don't know. I've made statements, you know, in responding to the procedures document for specific reviews, that somehow we have to impress upon people and get commitments when we solicit people that they're really going to work. And it's always been a problem in any of these types of groups, but I see it as getting worse, not better. Lisa,
yeah.
Is that a new hand?
It is new hand. I share your frustration, and I wish I had a magic wand, but I do have one suggestion, which is as you all are, you know, collectively, you all do have some presence in every subgroup. If you could even just post to the subgroup saying, you know, what's the next step or any substantive input you might have, just getting dialogue going on those subgroup lists may prompt people to participate. It does seem that everyone, you know, was prompted by some of the traffic in the middle of last week to get their, you know, their answers back to the list. Not all, obviously, but some. And just stimulating conversation, even when you don't have something meaty to contribute to the subgroup, might help. You know, just set an example that things should be moving along.
We can all try. You know, I'm troubled on Erica's group is one of the ones that I made what I thought was a very substantive comment. And although I may have missed a response and I haven't gone to explicitly look for it, I didn't see any responses from anyone else either supporting or disagreeing with what I said. And I find that somewhat troubling. But maybe I missed a message. I haven't gone back to look at the archive for that group. That's on the consumer confidence one.
This is Lisa. I do think, Erica replied to you on that.
Did she? Oh.
My memory's hazy on that.
I may have missed it. The amount of mail I get is overwhelming. I will look for that then. Thank you. Catherine?
Yes, just to say that I'm not exactly leading by example at the moment, as we're in the finishing stages of a legislative proposal, but I hosted a meeting here in Brussels now of the Public Safety Working Group, which is one of the groups I run, and EU law enforcement, and Thomas Walden was there. So I had a chance to talk to him about the law enforcement requirements, and we made some progress off list. So just to flag that there are some conversations going on, and especially Thomas has been sending emails sort of directly to Volker and me and not necessarily using the list, which has happened before. And so I think he's doing stuff that's just not very visible, and I'm not trying to hide the fact that there's a lot more work to be done on this priority in particular and on the one I'm responsible for. Well, we have a solid set of questions, but not yet a plan of how to advance beyond my ideas, which I haven't yet been able to put down. So this is something I'm really trying to get to, and I'm just currently not in a position to or have not been in the past days, with the hopes that it will get a bit better towards the end of the week.
Yeah. I mean, we've got a set of meetings coming up next week, and then I guess we're going to try to hold one on the 5th, on Monday the 5th, before the ICANN week. But you know, I'm really troubled if everyone's leaving everything till after ICANN, because we really only have about 2 weeks at that point of real opportunity to do any work before we meet in Brussels. So I'll try to light a fire, and we'll see who else can. I welcome the rest of you doing that also. I'll send messages out to the subgroup list. All of the subgroups that either Catherine or Susan are not on, and if each of you can do yours, and if there's any overlap, pick who does it. I don't care. All right, let us go on. There's frustration, but I'm not sure to what extent we can fix it on this call right now. But we have to try to light some sort of fire. Or we're going to have a very quiet time in Brussels for 3 days. Lisa, please go ahead.
Just to briefly call your attention to the work plan timeline would actually have subgroups producing their findings by the 22nd of February, which is next week already. So it's not just being ready for Brussels. It's actually getting going sooner.
Yeah, I'll note that in one of my messages. Thank you. All right, let's move on. We're halfway through this meeting, and we had a request to end on the half hour.
Yeah, thank you, Evan. Just before I move on, I just wanted to echo the comment from Lisa in the chat that is, Catherine, if you see an email from Thomas that is not using the mailing,
Jean-Baptiste, you're breaking up again. You're very hard to understand, at least from my end.
Sorry about that, Alan. I was just echoing Lisa's comment in the chat about encouraging subgroup members to use the subgroup mailing list for transparency purposes.
Mm-hmm.
So it's moving forward. If for example, you see that Thomas is not using it, if you could encourage him to do so or reforward the emails that were sent to the group mailing list, that would be great. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
So on the fact sheet,
By the way, just to be clear, yeah. I'm heading out almost right immediately after this meeting's over, so the mails I said I'll do will not be done till later this evening, my time. Sorry, back to you, Jean-Baptiste.
Thank you, Evan. So on the fact sheet, since there were no comments, the fact sheet and participation and the milestones were published on the wiki, so this is just a quick update. On the outreach plan, so you may have seen the email that was sent overnight regarding the blog post. Since the terms of reference on the work plan were sent to the board, So this is for your review. Let us know if you have any comments, and we'll publish that to announce the delivery of the reference. Here I've reported the different action items based on the last plenary call. Let me know if there is something else that you would like me to add or edit on the draft agenda for the plenary call next Monday.
Yeah, well, since we know Volker will not be on those calls, we need to try to line up someone else to speak on their behalf, and if you could reach out to the sub-teams and find someone else. And it'd be nice if it's not Susan for everything.
I was just going to volunteer.
Well, okay, then Susan for everything will be fine.
Okay.
I'm good. Yeah, when you volunteered to be vice chair, that didn't mean you're going to be lead. You're going to take a lead on all of the work. So I just have a little bit of sensitivity on this.
That's okay, because the more I do, then the more Volker will want to comment. You know, so
okay.
It does spark him. So.
I'm not sure Volker's talking to me anymore. I'm making some somewhat negative comments on the RDS PDP list.
Yeah. Oh, he loves all that. He loves to argue.
Okay, is there anything you'd like me to...
Yeah, what does membership review mean?
I recall from the action items that there were a few related members that had to identify or to confirm whether they would be interested to join another subgroup. Yeah, it was on data accuracy for the group from Lily.
Yes. Okay. So change the title to subgroup membership review. Otherwise, it may be confusing.
Okay. We'll do so.
All right.
Any other comments?
I don't think so. I will. If you can add recommendation, whatever the recommendation is for mine on. Protecting user data or registrant data as one of the ones to be reviewed.
Okay.
Anything else? Susan, Catherine, anything we need to do or we want to do to fill the time?
No, I didn't answer the questions that I was supposed to for my team, so I'll do that, and then I'll try to spark some more conversation on the list about proxy, common interface, and anything new. Law enforcement is hard. Well, I guess in consumer trust, I think I might be on that one, too. But if we can get Stephanie finally weighed in on proxy privacy, but, you know, she needs to start participating again. So.
And she is quite active on the RDS PDP. So, you know, she's obviously prioritizing that way over this one. And
well,
I think at some point she's – go ahead, sorry.
I'm sorry I interrupted you, but she was extremely vocal about all RDS activities should be stopped, and especially the review team during the intersessional. And I countered her on every comment she made, but I think she's sort of, you know, I think she's busy. But also, I think she just doesn't think this is important work right now until the GDPR is settled, which is, we're not looking at GDPR at the moment. We're looking backwards, so, and she committed to this, so she should be working.
Yeah, we're fast-passing anything relating, or we should be fast-passing anything relating to GDPR and not duplicating work or not trying to guess where that is going. So, look, I worked really hard before this review started to try to say let's fast-pass the whole thing, get it out of the way, and not overlap with other things we're doing. That was unsuccessful. So we're living with where we are right now. And I think we have to meet our commitments or resign from the group if she feels that it's not her cup of tea at this point.
Right.
I may say something to that effect. I'm not sure if I will. I'll think about it.
Okay.
Not personally, but in general.
Right.
Okay. We will start with that agenda and... it'll probably morph on the fly as we get people interested in actually talking about something or not. At least we don't have to worry about a meeting the day later. So we will have next week to beat people up also. I think we have enough to keep that to fill up that Monday meeting though.
Well, and there may even be a model to discuss now.
I don't know. I'm not sure that's it's our business to discuss it, but there may well be.
Well, they
indeed.
Did put out.
I was just wondering.
Some details.
Yeah,
the registrar group has the details about the new model.
Oh, really? Sorry. Where was that published? I haven't seen that.
It was on a registrar list.
Oh, a registrar list, you're saying? Okay.
But it was a conversation with Akram and JJ and the registrars.
Okay. I'm not sure I see a huge intersection with what we're doing right now. Once the dust settles and a decision is made, no matter how good or bad it is in our view, we may find some work to do. But I'm not.
Yeah.
I think anything else is a diversion at this point. As much fun as it might be talking about models.
And I'm just wondering whether you guys had a chance. I saw that Jean-Baptiste had a draft blog post to put forward to announce that we've adopted the terms of reference and everything. Is that something we could still... No, okay. Because we could just...
That's a good point. Jean-Baptiste, why don't you add that to the agenda, please? I don't think it's just up to the leadership to approve it. I think we want some comments in general. Jean-Baptiste, are you still with us?
Yes, I was just adding the action item.
Okay. Okay, sorry, I wasn't watching that part of the screen. I was just noticing you no longer have a phone or a microphone on your entry, so I wasn't sure if you were still there.
No problem.
All right, any other business? This is any other business in today's meeting, I presume. Seeing nothing, hearing nothing.
Have we heard from the travel? I haven't heard anything from I Can Travel.
I haven't either.
Can we?
Yes, I was contacted. I was contacted whether I needed assistance to get to Brussels, and I politely declined. So for me, it's all sorted already.
That's nice that they're taking care of you. You're the only
Yes,
one
I agree.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything, certainly, as of yesterday when I last looked.
That's strange. We'll follow up on that.
I think I would have noticed if something had come in this morning, but I don't believe it has. But it's still early in Los Angeles, as you know, Susan.
Yep.
I don't think we have any other business on this review for this call. We are just about on the half hour if we can review action items and any decisions.
Yes, I will be loud and clear. So on action items identified today, as we have iCanal to reach out to team members who have not confirmed participation in the next plenary call to ensure they are joining this Monday's call. Alan to send an email to all subgroups on which Susan and Catherine are not to create incentives to deliver input to be prepared for the face-to-face meeting in Brussels. I can also liaise with groups where Volker is the rapporteur to provide an update on each subgroup, and I can also change title number 3 in plenary agenda to subgroup memberships review, and I can also add recommendation on registrant user data to plenary agenda. I can opt to add blog posts to plenary agenda, and I can opt to follow up on travel to ICANN face-to-face meeting.
Any further comments? Then the meeting is over. And I like this concept of targeting a half hour and then actually meeting it. Thank you all. Enjoy the rest of your days.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, all.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.